looking according to you, you say that even if the Bdiket Eiro on the seventh day was not preceded by Urias Dam, it still doesn't establish why you are Hinshish. Maybe the minute after she made the Bdike, she had a discharge of Dam. So you should Hinshish that even when the Bdike is made in the late afternoon too. This is Teis V'Shita. Now, so Teis V'Shita is that when the Chachomim Basroi distinguish between the Rishon and the Emsheni, and according to all the Sheni, except the Rashbo in Tiras Abayis, so the Chachomim Basroi distinguish between the Rishon and the Emsheni, so it's not a distinction of between the Rishon and the Emsheni per se. The Rishon means that the Darius, the Bdikot Heiro Shachris, was preceded by Urias Dam. So even if it's Yom Shvi, but if at 6 o'clock she had Urias Dam, and at 9 o'clock she has a Bdikot Heiro, it's also like Yom Rishon. That's the issue. And the same thing I asked you to go over that Mendimah. In Rashi, so you see that that Mendimah in Rashi, now, that can give me a medallion. The sixth line from the end of the Omid. Loi tehei b'ches kastume, ve'in itivemes le'aret, ve'af al pishe yifriso b'tar re'shachis, au me mishiro asa habit layim b'ches kastrizeres v'reyo, ad marayi, abzu, hoi ulu lebot kamin ha'shmo sheshol mikil meichash, tiyum b'sevi na'shmo sheshro aso, ve'il l'shtei riz. So he says, au me mishiro aso, have a kolayim b'cheskas chizeres. He emphasizes the fact that she, on that same day, she had a Urias Dam. So we see that he agrees with Tesis. Now, the Sidri Tare, the Simen Kuf Tzadik Vov, so he's midayik that even though Tesis Daf Samaches says the same thing that Rashi says Daf Nam Gimu, but Tesis Daf Nam Gimu Am Dalet is too shameless on that question. Umay, we need to show you this. Vim tema de ferik basically kamen omar da pei si gufei ferik bas kam sa de ferik bas li kamen da pei si gufei di hi bechaskos o de same kashe the thesis says that samaches. So what does thesis give the teretz that samaches? Thesis gives the teretz that there is a distinction between Yem Sheni when she already had her ears down and Yem Sheni when she did not have her ears down. So that is one teretz here, but then there is another teretz. V'yishlema d'osa ma'ayla b'shebot ko yin beis o yin gimu u'matzoso teiro. U'matzoso teiro. D'chiv b'sheposak. V'yohoche b'loy bot ko. So, v'yohoche b'loy bot ko. Iname hoche ma'ayla b'shebot ko shachi shel shvi u'matzoso teiro. So there are two terutzim in Teisves. So this is Tare says, in other words, one teretz of Teisves is the same as Teisves Daf Samaches, and the other teretz in Teisves is Chilikan Rashi Shite, and I'm Teisves Shite Daf Samaches. And the other teretz of Teisves holds that the distinction between Yem Sheni and Yem Rishen is a distinction per se. Now, the Rambam in the Chedushim says the opposite of what Rashi says Daf Nigimu, what Teisves says Daf Samaches. And the Ramban in the Chedushim, so he says that the Rabbonim Basroye distinguish, and the Ramban is chilek on the Rashbo. The Rashbo says there is no machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonim Basroye, but the Ramban says there is a machlekes. Old Rebbe is the only one who says that even botko biyem rishon motzoso teiro, and then after a couple of days, so she made a bdike and found herself mayor. So she's teiro. But if botko biyem rishon motzoso teiro, and after a number of days she made a bdike and found herself mayor, so she's not becheskas teiro. So the Ramban says that biyem sheni, even if the yem sheni, even if the Bdiket Eiro of the Yem Sheni had been preceded by Urias Dam, so it's also Cheskas Teiro. Not as Rashi and Teisves Daf Samacheses, but like the other Loshni Teisves Daf Nungim. This is the Ramban. So we have a Machlokes Rasheni. We have a Machlokes Rasheni. And from the Ramban, it's also much more like that. Der Hochschulkorn, so der Rambani, das sind Menschen. Und der Adaloschen, Teisles, Daphne und Gimli, das sind Menschen. I don't think so. Maybe I'm making a mistake. But he mentions the Rambam. But from the Rambam, it's also Mashma that he agrees with the Rambam and with Adaloschen, Teisles, Daphne und Gimli. In Perik Vom, as he saw it be, Aloch Echov, the Rambam says, V'im Rishin Shal Nidu at the end, Afal Pishe Motzot Beiteiro, Hareze Ki Mishe Motzot Meyo, She'im Rishin Kulei Hu Zakamayim Pesua. So in other words, so he emphasizes that V'im Rishin is different, because after all, that's the day when the flow initiated. So the Meyo, even though in the morning she found herself, even though in the morning she found herself Tehero, she found herself Tehero, so it doesn't establish anything. Because, you see, the number of days that the flow, the menstrual flow continues, varies from woman to woman. So some women, the flow lasts for 7 days, some five, some four, some three, some two, but it certainly lasts for 1 day, some mele, if the diketeiro took place on the first day of the flow, it doesn't establish anything. But on the second day, then it does establish, even if the diketeiro was preceded by a rias dam 1.5 hour before. So she, and then lacha kamiyomi, botko umotzosot teiro, umotzosot meyo, so she's becheskas teiro, according to the Rambam. There's the Rambam, there's one washing tesis. Rashi and tesis daf samaches say the reverse. All right. Now let's go to the Torah. Shivas yomim shazov osiferes maschales mimochas yim shibisekes bei vikach mishpoto im tirash de yom mimoishlei shou posko vireis בידקס ביים שפוסקו, כדי שטיפצי ביטרם. וכוסו ברשבו, ובוטקו עצמו שחץ, ומוצו תאירו. אף על פי שלו בוטקו בנש מושס, בנש מושס מינס לך המינך, that's what בנש מושס מינס. I mean, בנש מושס ממש would have no significance whatsoever, because then it's already Sophic Lila, I mean, so... So binashmoshes means somoch binashmoshes. That's what binashmoshes means. Aval pishloi botko binashmoshes. As a matter of fact, you see, most rishonim say that when the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda mentions the expression binashmoshes, it means liacha mincho, liacha mincho ktan, liacha mincho ktan. That means in an equinox day after 3:30. That's mincho ktan. But there is a shite that binashmoshes here means very close to Shkia. That means within half an hour, less than half an hour, to Shkia, that Binash Moshe means. But most Rishonim say that Binash Moshe here means after Minchat Ktan, after 3:30. Because of Rashba. Botko Atzmo Shachis Umotzo Soteiro, Afal Pishol Botko Binash Moshe, Harezu Becheskas Teiro, Roa So Yimechot Bilvad, Uposko, ומוצוסותיירו הרי זו בחזקס תהירו. That's the רשבו סאון שיטה. That's the רשבו סאון שיטה. Why? Because the רשבו שיטה is now רבססו ויטויס. In other words, that even בוטקו עצמו בין רישי ומוצוסותיירו. And then she was בדקס herself after a number of days ומוצוסותיירו, she's also בחזקס תהירו. So the רשבו says Drachomim Basroi agree with him. But then he says, Drachbo, V'yeshe machmirim bozeh misofi, hoyum ayun ha-pesuach. In other words, that's the Rishayni, who are Chilek, and who say that only Rebbe holds even Botkatzma Yimrishim. That only Rebbe holds Botkatzma Yimrishim. But the Chachomim Basroi, even Botkatzma Yimrishim, was also Teiro, is a Cheskes Teiro. But the Chachomim Basroi in the Mishneh hold only Botkatzma Yimrishim. Now, then we had the Machlekes. We had the Machlekes between Rashi and Teisves, Daf Samaches on one end, and the Ramban and the Rambam on the other. Assuming that Rebbe is the only one who says that Botkatzma Yimrishim was also Teiro, so she is the Cheskes Teiro. But the Chachomim Basroi Achirik. Naturally, we pass like the Chachomim Basroi. Halochik Rebbe Mechaveir, Elohim Mechaveiro. But what does it mean, Yimsheni Yimrishin? Is it a distinction between Yimsheni and Yimrishin per se? Or Yimsheni means that the Bdika Teiro was not preceded by Aria's Dam on the same day. But if the Bdika Teiro was preceded by Aria's Dam on the same day, so even on the seventh day, it's like Yimrishin. So Rashi and Teisves Daf Samachay say that Yom Rishen doesn't mean Dafki Yom Rishen. Any day, even the seventh day, if it was preceded by a Rio, the same day, so it's considered like Yom Rishen. Considered like Yom Rishen. The Rambam and Ramban say no. Yom Rishen means only Yom Rishen. But Yom Sheni, even though it was preceded by a Rio's Dam, the same day, so is Becheskas Teiro. So that's a machleket between Rashi and the Rambam. So from the lashon of the Rashba, since he says v'yeshe machmirim boze misofik, in other words, because some are machmir, because maybe only Rebbe holds that the Yimrishim is all right, but the Chachom Basroi say no. But he explains it hoyul mayon pesuach. That's the explanation given by the Rambam. So that indicates that the Rashba, first of all, the Rashba himself, he holds that even Yimrishe is there. That the Chachom Basroi are not chilek on Rebbe. But assuming that the Chachom Basroi are chilek, so it's mashma from the lashon of the Rashba, that he agrees with the Rambam and the Rambam, not with Rashi Tesis. Because if he agrees with the Rambam and the Rambam, we can understand this, why he says, Hol Mayona Pesuach. But it's not a conclusive. Because even if he agrees with Rashi and Tesis, So Yom Rishen means any day on which there was a Rias Dam, even if it's a seventh day. So why isn't she Becheskas Teiro? Because the fact that she had the Rias Dam, that shows that the Mayon is Pesuach. So the Mele, he uses that expression. So there is no Hechach. How the Rashba holds in regard to the Machleket between Rashi and Rambam. Umiloshin adinil ve'orozal, yireh shetzriho shetifzi vitara bin Hashmoshes. Shekosa vizalishen viyacha sheiv sikadam tildikatzmo yofe yofe. Now, so the question is, this loshon of Rosh is very strange. He says, "Umeloshin adin yovei Rosh zalire shetzricha shetitz mitara b'nashmoshes." What does it mean? After mincha, that would tend to indicate that the Rosh passes like Rav Yude. How is it possible the Rosh should pass like Rav Yude? I mean, certainly the halacha is like Rabbanon, not like Abiyude. So the Rosh Hashanah gives a very, very reasonable explanation. I mean, everybody takes it for granted that the Rosh doesn't pass like Abiyude. I mean, that's inconceivable. Why should he pass like Abiyude? But there are other pshotim in the Rosh. So there is another pshat in the Rosh where the Rosh says, "Umaloshin adin yovei Rozal yireh shetzricho shetifzik bitara bin Hashmoshes." So the Rosh has reference to a case where, let's say, on the seventh day, very early in the morning, let's say at 6 o'clock, she had the Rias Dam. Then, so he says, in order to establish that the flow stopped on the seventh day, then it is necessary to make the decay in the late afternoon. Because if at 6 o'clock in the morning on the seventh day she had the flow of Dam, and then she'll make the bdike at 9 o'clock or at 10 o'clock or at 11 o'clock or at 12 o'clock or even at 1 o'clock. So according to Rashi and Tesis of Samaches, it will not establish that the flow stop unless she'll make the bdike after 3:30. So in other words, so there is a pshat in the Rosh that when the Rosh says Yireh Shitzchir Talab Nashmoshes, that means after 3:30, after Minche, he has reference to a case where on the seventh day, so she had the Riyazdam early in the morning. So then a Bdiketeiro at 9 or at 12 will not establish that the flow stopped. Only a Bdiketeiro after Minche. That's one Pshat Nosh. But the Or HaShulchan, I think the Or HaShulchan's Pshat is much more, is much smoother and much more reasonable. He says, the Rosh does not have reference Dafke to a case where there was a Riyas Damanis every day. But even if there was no Riyas Dam on the seventh day, so then, of course, we pass like Rabbanan Basroye. So if there is a Bdiket Tehiro early in the morning, so it establishes that the flow stopped. So it's a good Hefsek Tara. But Lechatchila, it's not a proper thing to make the Bdiket early in the morning. So the Lechatchila, everybody agrees, even the Rabbanan Basroye agree, that this is not a proper thing to make a Hefsek Tara early in the morning. So Lechatchila, the Bdiket has to be made in the late afternoon. Either, according to most Rishenim, after 3:30, and according to some Rishenim, within half an hour, Somuch Tishki. Within half an hour, Somuch Tishki. So, the Rosh doesn't say that this is the Eved Me'ake. He says, Yireh She'tzricho. The proper thing, L'chatchili, is, She'tipsik B'tala B'nash Moshes. True, we don't pass like Rabbi Yudeh. According to Rabbi Yudeh, so the Tara bin Ashmoshes, the priest Tara bin Ashmoshes is Makim David. According to Rabbanan Basroye, it's not Makim David. But L'chatchila, it is required. This is how the Or HaShulchan explains the Rosh Nosh. Yireh She'tzricho is Tara bin Ashmoshes, because we say, V'yach Hashem Yipsik Adam, Tivdikatz Me Yofi Yofi, Uvdikezu Tiyah bin Ashmoshes, V'yim She'tipsik Bey, Mili Reis, V'til Beish, Cholu Kabot Ekloshein B'kesem. Umiyim hamochos taschil lispeyo shivonikim. Loi botka atzma vim shepostkum li reizu botko achal gimul talet yomi umotso soteiro hareize biches kas meyo. Loi botko atzma vim shepostkum li reizu. So why does the Torah say yim shepostkum li reizu? In other words, she feels, every woman feels that she knows when the flow stops. But Alpidim, this is not reliable. So, suppose she doesn't make a Bdiki. So loy bot ka'atz mabim she posko meliris. U bot kol ha'chagimu dalet yomim mozoteiro ha'reizu b'cheskas tneyo. Even though she says, I didn't make any Bdiki, but I feel that the flow stopped early on the seventh day in the morning. So that doesn't determine that the flow stopped. So Mimele, even though after a few days she makes a Bdike and she finds herself there, or we do not say it's a glory Muslim Afreya that her feeling, her guess is correct. No, because if a woman had a menstrual period, so the Mayon was Niftach, so she is Becheskas Meyo. Not the Biru of Chazoke, because that's also Ishtanis, but the Din of Chazoke applies until through Ibdike she establishes that the flow stops. Ubot Rachagimu Damid Yomu, so Satiro, Harid Vecheskas Meyoat, Sheposko Bitaro, Shelelo Minisiferes, the Zayinikim cannot take effect until there is Hefzik Tare. The Bdike of Hefzik Tare is the most important Bdike. Shalila minisifere zachetiv deik in posko vioz meina limochose uvchol zayin yimei asvire tzricha liyez bidekes lichatchile pamachas b'yeim uviseifar amitzves kosa pamayim. Now, so I asked you to go over that gemara, the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, but we pasken like Rabbi Elazar. I mean, the gemara paskens like Rabbi Elazar. So there is no shaila that the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar. So according to Rabbi Elazar, the eved, the bdike of each day is certainly not miyakim. But what bdikes are essential the eved? the bdika on the first day of the Zaynikim and on the last day of the Zaynikim. Then there is a machlekes between Rav and Rav Chanine, whether according to Rav Lezer, both amyakei, the bdika the first day and the bdika the second day, or one of the two. So Rav says that one of the two is miyakei there. And Rav Chanine says both bdikas, the first day and the second day. Now most Rishayim pasken like Rav, but the smag pasken like Rav Chanine. So because of that, we are machmir. Even David, that there has to be lechol apoches two bdikas, the first day of the Zaynikim and the second day. That's the event. But lechatchile, everybody is made it that he has to make a bdike every day. Now again, there is a machlekes rishayim. So most rishayim say that lechatchile she is required to make one bdike each day, not two bdikes. The smart says that lechatchile she is required to make two bdikes every day, one bdike in the morning and one bdike before shkia. One bdike before shkia. So, then there is a shita, but that's a shita siyochit, the balamoyer in his asoges, so he underived, he says that according to Reb Lezer, so even lechatchile, you're not mechuyev, and Isho is not mechuyeves to make more than two bdikes. But that's a shita siyochit. All the other rishayim hold that every day l'chol apoches one bdike is required. All right, and the Torah doesn't even mention the Balamo Yashim. All right, that's all. But Simcha Mitzvah is kosav pamayim achas pamayim achas shachris v'achas arbis. Arbis doesn't mean at night, because if it's already after shkia, so it already belongs to the next day. Arvis means somchla arvis. It means before shki. Umiu afilu ibotko bechol azayin. Elo pamachas lo ishne botko biyim rishin shlashiv oy beachrein oy beachod nemtzoyim sage. So the two paskins like Rab. Then the commentary of Lezer with David only one of dike in the Zayin kibis maki. The first day or the seventh day or even one of them tzoyim. Or even I'm sorry, the Arishayim, we say that they pass like Rav, but they say even according to Rav, so the bdike on the first day is good, or is sufficient, David, or the bdike on the seventh day is sufficient, but on one of the middle days is not sufficient. But the two shita is no. That according to Rav, since the bdike on the first day is sufficient, David. Or bdika on the seventh day is sufficient, so if bdika on any one day of the Zaynikim is sufficient. So if bechad nam tzoyim sag, lo y botko bechol ashim vadim ashmini, u botko u moce toyer, ein lo elohim ches bilvad, u mashwe mesolo, av al pishim siko bitayroi. So that, all the Rishayim say, except that many say that the Rambam is chilek. The Rambam in Perigimu, Mechles Mechusori, Kapore, in regard to Zav, there he doesn't discuss Zav, he discusses Zav, so the Amidayik, the Rambam is Chedik. But all the other Rishayim, the Rosh, the Rambam, all the Rishayim, they are masking with this din of the two, that suppose she made the Bdika of Efsektare, and then, let's say the Bdika of Efsektare was just Somuch Levin Hashmoshes on Shabbos, late afternoon. And then, so the first day of Zaynikim is Sunday. The first day of Zaynikim is Sunday. So she was supposed lechatchile to make a bdike every day from Sunday till Shabbos, till the following Shabbos. She didn't make any bdike. Then she reminded herself on the eighth day. In other words, the following Sunday. So what does the Torah say? Ein lo elohim ches bilvad. So then, the following Sunday can be considered as the first day in Zaynikim. So she'll be able to go tefillah only the following Mitzoy Shabbos. The following Mitzoy Shabbos. That's the shita of Moshe Rashevi. But many amidayik from Rosh Narambam, Gimu, Muchas Mitzuray Kapore, Halocha Gimu, look it up, you'll see. So then, the Rambam is Chedek. But the Rambam, the Rosh, the Rosh, the Rashbo, the Ritvo, they all say like the two. That loy botka b'chol ha-shivo ad shim ha-shminish u botka u-motzo toyer ein lo elo yimchez b'vat u mashlem esol ovav ha-pshiv shiv sikim t'ayra even though she made the big thick of its tach kivim shil botka klal b'si ha-shivo kol tikaseyu bein tikasev siktav so kol tikaseyu now then he starts mentioning another bein tikasev siktav bein tikas kol ha-zayen לא יתיבדק, לא יבגד שוחר, לא יבודם, לא יבגד פישטר, חודוש, אפילו שהוא נוקי לובון, מפני שהוא כושר, או בצמר, נוקי ורח, או בצמר גפן, או בצקאפ, או בבגד פישטר, לינן, יושן שהוא נוקי ורח, ותחת נסיסיו, לאיחורים ולצדוקים, עד מוקי, שעברתש משמגיע. ואם לא עושה זה כן, לא יהבה, אלו כניעה בעלמה. Now the tool is a very big machmer here. It's a very but there is a machlekes between the Raived and the Balamoya. The Raived Raived, I don't know, this is Kapach's version, I don't know, I mean, so it's Daf Samachtes here. In Shar HaSvira, it's in Shar HaSvira Vabdik. So the Raived says, Hine kvor pirashnu din HaSvira ubararnu she'eino el lacha abdikas ha'afsoki ve'acha lima ha'afsoki ubararnu eid ki tzrich abdike niti hashivo chutz vabdikas lima ha'afsoki ato mitzrichu miforish imen abdike yichu v'neimar ki motzonu sholiz b'dikis u'kizumizu. So the Raived says, there are three types of dikis. Bdiko Risheino Ibdikas Kinuach. This is what is called by Poskim Kinuach Baal. Vihi Bdike Limtzias HaKesef. Rishon Ishnoshim Shoyim Risheineis Vimito Achas Vimimtzo Ledam Shim Botko Atzmo Kishi Oveset Limtzias HaKesef Imotze Tomi Tiares Chavresel Vimotze Toyo Learned Nisimen Kupzani Vimotze Toyo Tiares Atzmo Vitimes Chavresel Kasha Pirashku Mishari Aksom. In other words, the three noshim slept in one bed, and then dam was found there in that bed, and we don't know from whom it emanated, the dam. So then, if one woman makes a dike and finds herself clean, so then she's muteres lebailo, and the other two women are asures lebailo. Asures lebailo. So that dike does not have to be a thorough dike. Even a superficial dikin. That's called the dikas kinuach. So in other words, if she puts in a piece of cloth or a piece of linen, a piece of cotton, just in the periphery of the isimokin, and it doesn't push it very deep, and up to the point where the iver atashmish is magia. And even though she doesn't push the piece of cloth or the piece of linen or the piece of cotton to the sides, that's called chorim utzlokin, so it's a good digging. So that's called dikas kinuach. That's the most superficial digging. So in regard to the case of sholish noshim, sholishenit v'nito achas v'nim soledam, so if any woman made this kind of digging and found herself clean, so she is stable and the others are clean. Vashenis, a more thorough bdike. Ibdikas de sachitzein, vuhu mokim shashamoshdosh. That's the bdike benis. So it has to be more thorough, in other words, she has to push it as far as she can. That in order to possibly reach the point where the Iver Atashmish is magia vishastashmish. And then that's the bdike benis. That's not the most superficial decay, but this is the decabinus. And then In other words, she doesn't have to push it to the Chulim Mitzlokim, the Beis Achitza. So this bdike is required. We need the uli zovel, the mafzoke, uli bdika sashivo asha oman uliman. So the bdike beinonis is required in respect to the hefsektare and the zayniki. So then the ashlishis, bdikas chulin utzdokin the Beis Achitza. Mashlishi is bdikas chulin utzdokin b'beis achitza. So that is the most thorough bdike. In other words, she has to push it and to feel that zdodin also, in case there is a tipas dam that was retained in the case of b'beis achitza, so that piece of linen or piece of cotton will detect it. And the bdikas ataras. So that the most thorough decay is only required in regard to taras. Now today we have no taras, so mainly the most thorough decay we don't have. So today we only have two bdikas. We have the bdikas kinuach, which is a superficial decay. That is in regard to sholish noshim, sholishenis b'mitachas. And even though the Raivet doesn't say it, but many poskim say apply this, the bdikas kinuach, in regard, let's say, those rishonim say that the shach, we pass like the shach, but let's say, according to Pesach HaMishachono, that a woman who has no vesed, so before every tashmish, so she has to make a bdike. So that bdike, so the poskim say, many poskim say, does not have to be does not have to be magia at mokim shashamish dosh. Only that is like the bdike that has to be only superficial bdike. A superficial bdike. And the bdike that has to be made by a woman after the yima veset has elapsed. So also, that bdike does not have to be magia b'mokim shashamish dosh. But the bdike of Hefsek Tare, or the Bdike of the Zayin Kim, the Raivet says, so has to be Magia Ad Mokim Shashamish Dosh. Then, and the most thorough Bdike is Ligami Tayres, so this requires Bdikas Chulim Utzdokim Beisachit. So then he says, Hine O Yinu Mikam, Ki Afal Pishe Tikno Chachomim Bdike Litashmish Ulitares, Ad Tzoreich Alifnei Atashmish, בדיקה הוא לתשניש, ואינו, בדיקה לתארס, מפני שאינו מכניסוסי לחורין ולזוקי. Because that's a demore. The demore, now, בזמן that נושים were עסוקת בתיירס, so then there was a requirement that an issue that is עסוקה בתיירס, so it has to be בדקס herself לפני תשניש. Today, it's not required, but בזמן that the נושים who are asuket b'tayres, so because of tayres, she was required to make a bdike lifnei tashmish l'bailoto. But that was only pertinent to the bdike of tayres. So b'zman hazeh, it's not required. So the Gemara says, Gemara says, d'afei yom d'alei, v'amshameshes v'eidi. Rav Shameshet Beit, Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Eid Shal Yifri Tashmi Shini Mait Kipkide, Maitayna Omer Rav Tine, Mitech Shemumo Bebeisun. So the Dike, she is not on guard to make a good Dike. So, Vichim Humo Bebeisun, I have it, why shouldn't it be Mait Kipkide? Mitech Shemumo Bebeisun, in a Machneses Lechorim Ulizoki. So, in other words, so we see that this Dike, that this decade that is required libailo, and even though this libailo is only as an appurtenance to tires, because women today, so they are not mechuyev to make it decade with mitashish. It's only the women who are asukas with tires. So because of that, because of tires, they require a decade with mitashish libailo too. But this is libailo. So that bdike that is libayo, so it's a gemara mefoshes. That the bdike that is libayo does not have to be bechorim or bizlokim. Does not have to be bechorim or bizlokim. All right. Now, so he says, hine vashlishis. Dikas chorim bizlokim is achitzin. Dikas atara yisham gemara yisham natashlish. In the ma'it kipkine, my time yehashem dekes lebeiso in the machneset lechorim bizlokim. That's why it's not Mimayi the Pekide. So that means that in order to Mimayi the Pekide Ligabi Tayres, we must have a very thorough Bdike. A Bdike that touches the Chorim and the Zdokim also. In Yoroyinu Mekan, Ke'av HaPishetik Nechachomim Bdike Litashmish Litares, Eich Litnei Tashmish Amito, Bdike Ul Litashmish, Ve'in Bdike Litares, Mipnei Shein Machlisos Lechorim Lezokim. So it's a raya that Libairo we do not require a bdike of the chorim lizlokim. They don't go the tviya harayu ki bdike ligabi bayim. That's the gemara that we learn. Oh. Ve'ei lo mishayesh lo besa. Ichiv mishem tovo, ei lecho bdike deo mizuk. So we see why, because if he's tovo, so she's on guard, she becomes alerted to the possibility, maybe she's so dumb. So that is considered as a substitute for Diki. Now, so that's the Raya of the Rashbo. So we see that vis-a-vis Bairo, so even tovo is a substitute for Diki. So it's certainly a Raya that the Diki does not have to be for Diki. Because in the Dike has to be thought, Dike, how could Tviye, what does Tviye represent? Tviye only indicates that Eve, the husband, was the Ve'aher, Mitashmish, so the Mele, she became alerted to the possibility, maybe she saw that. And if she agreed, so that means that she in her own mind, she checked and verified that she is stable. So that is considered as a substitute for bdike. So if the bdike does not have to be thorough bdike, but a superficial bdike, some mele, even tviya could be used as a substitute. But if the bdike has to be a thorough bdike, how could tviya, the fact that she alerts herself to checking as to whether she is there or not, how could that be considered as in lieu of a bdike? So he says, Veidom would be three areas of Dikel Gabibai, Vyesh Misheime, Somemele, that's his right, that Ligabi Bailo even have Sektar, and Zion Ki, so does not have to be Bechurim Ubisvok. So he says, Vyesh Misheime, Dibdika Zovo, Bain Bibdika Siema Hafsok, Bain Bibdika Sashivo, being on Bdiko Miulo, Kibdikas Atayas. Vilo Ikeu, Ligabi Baal, Dikas Amayles, Bisha Asukum Tayas. That's the Shite. Then he mentions another Shite, that the Bdiko of Ezektaya and the Bdiko of Zainikin has to be a thorough Bdike. Bechurim Ubizoki. So how about this Gemore? The Gemore says that the aid that she is bedekes lif nitashmish, a woman who is asukah b'tayres, is not mumayit mipkide, because that's not a sufficient bdike lita b'tayres. So, but it is sufficient b'bayo. So we see that bayo doesn't require lita b'tayres. The answer is, that bdike the chachomim didn't require lita b'bayo, generally, only vis-a-vis a woman who is asukah b'tayres. So it's only as an appurtenance to tayres. So the Chachomim required vis-a-vis a woman who is a sukkah b'tayres, since she has to make bdikes. Liga b'tayres, shachris, alvis, every day. So memele, the Chachomim required her to make a bdike levayla too. After all, she is used, it's not a hardship for her. She makes two bdikes every day anyway. So memele, the Chachomim required such a woman to make a bdike levayla. But this requirement levayla is only incidental to her bdikes ligabitayas. So since it's only incidental to her בדיקס לגבי תיירה, זה לחכום עם המקל. מה שאיקי אם זה בדיקס, אוף אפסק תיירה, זה בדיקה אוף זייניקים, זה תסת בי אסתור, אז זה בדיקה לגבי תיירס. So he says, ולא יקיעו לגבי בעל, בדיקס המיילס, בי שעסוקו בתיירה, שצריך לבדיקה אף לבעלו. אף לבעלו. ומסתבר את לשנקמי, מכיוון שהקיעו על הבדיקה, שאפילו בשניים לנידוסון, בוטו עצמו, בוטו תויר, הרי בחס קסטייר. אלמה בבדיקה כל דהו. So he mentions the raya, he mentions another raya. What's the raya that regarding Bairo, the Chachomim were much more makeil than regarding Tyres? Than regarding Tyres? Even though regarding Bairo, it's a question of Nisakores. If Chas V'Sholem is released, you know, so it's Nisakores and Tyres, it's not a question of Nisakores. But we see that as far as Bikesis are concerned, so Chachomim were more machmi in the manner of the dike, in the manner that the dike is to be made vis-a-vis Tyres and vis-a-vis by. The raya is let iligami Tyres, so the Chachomim require the woman to make to dike shachis ve'armas. But iligami bailo, so the aloha is the Chachomim basroya say, even if she made the dike b'yem sheinu in it also. And then she didn't make any other bdikas. And then after many days, let's say 7 days later, so 8 days later, she makes a bdika and finds herself mayor. So we say that up to the moment when she finds herself mayor, so as far as Bible is concerned, harei b'ches kasteil. So we see that regarding Tyres, the Chachomim were more machmir in respect to bdikas. Then we got it by. So the male, I'll make dikas, or I will eat, I'll make dikas called the husan. All right. I will dikas holuk like rumi, shari, botke, sats, moshani. So in other words, there are 2 days. As to whether the dikas of Efsektar and the dikas of Zayin Kim has to be a thor of dikas bechurim of Bisoki, or it does not have to be a thor of dikas bechurim of Bisoki. So the sheet of the Raimed is that it doesn't have to be a bdike bechurim u'bitzlokim, the bdike of efsik tar and zayin. The other sheet is that it doesn't. Now, Oit kosov that's in Sela Machlekes, Lishar Asvir Rabdike, Rabbi Balamoyas, Asokis. Oit kosov Osla Medzai, in Sela Machlekes, Lishar Asvir Rabdike. Oit kosov Rab, Kibu Shea, Kibu Rabdike, Shafim Bishnaim Limidoso, Botko Motso Toye, Harez Bheskastan, Alma Dike Kodusan, Vaniri Meir, Shein Bose Shumrai. שאין זה קל שהקילו בבדיקה, אלו היקלו שהקילו אחר הבדיקה. אולי לא בדיקה יופי באינם בכל מוקם שצריך הבדיקה, חוץ מעט של לפני תשביש, מפני שמהומה לבייס. שהוא לבייס. So, דבר המוי הרגויז הוא דעד הראש. He's חלק הנראי. And the issue is that the bdike of Hefsektare and the Zayinikim has to be a thorough bdike. Now, but from the Raibet, even though the Raibet is Meikil, in respect to Chorin Mitzvokin, but in respect to Eimek, you see, there are two questions. Chorin Mitzvokin, and then how deep the piece of cloth, the piece of linen, a piece of cotton has to be pushed inside. So in respect to the studying, to Chorin Mitzvokin, the case of Bisachitzen, in respect of bringing the piece of cloth in contact with the walls of the vaginal canal, so the Raived is a maker, and the Balamoyan is a machna. And the Raived says that she doesn't have to push it towards the walls in the Chorin Mitzvokin, but in respect to Eimek, so the Raived himself says, Vashem is dikas bisachitzi, vu mokim shashamish dosh. So in other words, Eimek is more chomor than Chorin Mitzvokin. That the dike of Efsek Tare and Zayinikin, so he doesn't have to push it to the Chorin Mitzvokin. But in depth, she has to push it as far as she can. Ad mokim shashamish dosh. So in other words, Eimek is more chomor. The Bes Yosef in Simen Kupzal Dvor, he entertains the different view, on the contrary, that as far as Chorin Mitzvokin is concerned, so that. So that is Mochamu. But he has doubts as to whether the Bdike in Eimek has to be pushed as far as the Iver HaTashmish is Magi. It is not like the Raiva, but like the Balamoya. V'tachni seyo lechurim ulizdoki. Ad mokei sheivaratash mishmagia. So he mentions both chumres. The chumre of the Balamoya, that she has to be machniset lechurim ulizdoki, and in that, ad mokei sheivaratash mishmagia. V'im leosis akei, lo yehave elo kinua be'almi, v'liyotzi yedidiki. In other words, so he says, he's very machmir. So in other words, so then it's not a biki. So in other words, he passes the chumra of the Raived, that in Eimek, she has to reach as far as she can, ad mokim shivatash mishmagia, and then she has to push it to the chumra mizot. Ha'asume v'dekes ha'atzmo omar lechavato. Ha'ashem tiba ha'cherse, she'inu lo yishemaz, ve'lo yidaberes, Suppose the woman is not mentally sound, so then she cannot be trusted to the dikes. So then another woman has to make the dikes for her. But the Nesikim point out that can be done. She's mishibachas if she does it in such a way that the husband doesn't notice. But if she does it in a way that the husband notices it, so then the contrary, then it's an avera for her, because then it might be liberating for the husband. Yoshua will be bought Kobin Bain has been brought to Nahid and Cheska Steiro. Chutz me'achar ha-veset, ha-kavua, kol sviraz. So in other words, Yoshua will be bought Kobin Bain has been brought to Nahid and Cheska Steiro. So in other words, she doesn't have to make it decay. Chutz me'achar ha-veset, ha-kavua. Suppose she has a veset of seeing down every 25th day, and then she came back from a trip, the husband, and it's already the 28th day, so then she's not the Cheskas Teiro, but she's a soul of the Bailo until she makes it dig. I mean, the Otur Shein is in Simen Kuf Pidalet, but in Simen Kuf Pites, so the Mechaba passed that she's a soul of the Bailo until she makes it dig, and there's the Psaq of the Tour as well. Kolks, because as I am told, she's a little too thin, so it's a little bit of a shakel, or a soul of the Shri. סמכושקי הסחמו, אוי בינש מושס, שהוא סופיקי, סיסרס קלמיין, וחיסיסרס למיליונו, עד שיהיו להם זיין ריצובלין לגמרי. ראינו צריך לגמרי, אמין, what does he say? שאפירו עשו בשבי, סמכושקי הסחמו. So, אוי בינש מושס, שהוא סופיקי, סיסרס קלמיין. The fact is, today, as a result of Mrs. Schoelach Mirolatzmon, so even if she will see Dam after the termination of the Zaynikin, so she still has to start counting Zaynikin anew. But the answer is, the Torah now is discussing the Din prior to Mrs. Schoelach Mirolatzmon. This is the derech of the Torah, to discuss the derises, you see. So he says, if it is, אפילו עשו בשבי סומך משקיע סחמו, אוי בינש מושס, שהוא סופי קיים, סודם בדרעי זה שיסי סרס קלמיין. מה שאין קיים, if she sees down after the expiration of the seventh day, even though she was not developed as yet, so then, מדרעי זה it's not a סרס, there is a שיטה that she is a סרס. Who שיטה is it? רבני ילד, that the חידוש הרשב"א mentions. But the Torah doesn't pass like that. That's why he emphasizes only if was of the Shvi, some of the Shkia Zachamo, or even Ashmojas of the game, so Midrais is a series. But with Rabbanon, it's not Shayach, because Mrs. Schoelach Mirolatzmo. So it doesn't make any difference when she sees the Dam. She has to start counting the Zayni Kriim in you. Happy Lete, Shikwa Zerab, Mei Sviro, so, I Mutechenis, Lishimusho, Sisseres, Isiei, Lifi Chocham Shamesh, Esmitoso, Viruaso, Upos, Koboi, Biei, אין מסחלס ליסטי זיין קין עד שיעברו עליו בובין שלימס שמוטיף לי לפי חוכי מסחלס ליסטי בקוז the two פסקינס that פרטי שפזר היסט ביו if it is if she is פרטס within three מסלס בובינס three מסלס of the Tashmish, in other words, within 72 hours of the Tashmish. So it is Tmeo, and it is Seiseir one day. And it is Seiseir one day. Lifichochin Maschelis Lispeir, Ad Yimhei Lishimusho, Kigein Himshim Shobim Mitzoyim Shabbos, אין מסחלס ליספר, עד ימי, דיקאי מלון, אין שכבה זרע מסריח, עד שיעבו שישי נאי, שלי נאי, סמי סלי, ועם שימשו במצוי שבס, ופורטו ללארבע. קוידם, סויב דתש משבוס במצוי שבס. במצוי שבס, let's say, דתש משבוס, let's say, at 11 o'clock, p.m. מצוי שבס. And then ופורטו ללארבע, קיידם אין שימושו. And then, let's say, Tuesday night, let's say, at 10 o'clock. She is Pilates. Now, so one misles is at 11 o'clock Sunday night. The second misles term expires Monday night at 11 p.m. And the third misles expires on Tuesday 11 p.m. So if it is Polto Leil Alba Tuesday night and at 10 o'clock, not at 11 o'clock, so then it says this one day. Which one day? It is 10 o'clock. So it's already Wednesday. So in other words, the Wednesday day cannot be counted. Hilkach, in order to make sure that there was no stirev move one day, and it's possible that a woman will be pilates shechvazera more than once. She can be pilates more than once. So the mele hilkachim hamishi yerishem misviros. This is the psak of the tour and the mechaber. But the ramo adds another day because of binash moshes. Hilkachim hamishi yerishem misviros. Om nomim tirtzel isvavim mochos vioso. Tikanach yofe beisim okim bimeichoy bibeget lihaflit. כל הזרע, אוי תירחי במים חמים, והם יחליטו כל הזרע. So the Torah says, in view of the fact, you see, the Torah doesn't pass in the chumres of minig. The Torah only mentions that mitzad adin. So, mitzad adin edigmore, she cannot start counting as soon as she as she makes the Hefsek Tahareh the next day, start counting, because of the possibility, maybe she will be Pelet HaShech Bezeah. And if there was Tashmash, unless the husband, she had been separated from the husband for a few days, so then, Mitzvah Adin, she doesn't have to count 4 days over and above the Zayniki, because there was no Tashmash. All right, the psak of the Ramoy is that even if she was separated from the husband, even if the husband had been in Dinas Hayam for a number of months, so that the halacha is that she has to count 5 days over and above the Zayniki. So that's mitzat chumre, mitzat minek. But the Torah doesn't mention any chumres, mitzat minek. Whatever the Torah mentions is based upon the deed. So Mimele, so he says, since it's based upon the deen, so in the even if she was with her husband, let's say she was with the husband Bitzoy Shabbos, and then after the Tashmi, she had the Riyaz Dam. But she stopped seeing Dam, she only bled for 1 day. So she cannot start counting on Monday as the first day, because of the possibility. Maybe she'll be Pilates. How can she count that? It's 7 days. So Medina Digimore, she cannot start counting 7 days from Monday. But suppose it's necessary for her to start counting. So then, in order to conform to the Medina Digimore, she has an Eitzeh. If she takes a douche, so that will clean out any possible shechlazah. So Mumele, then she can start counting on Omnom in Tirtel is for me, Mochas, we also take an achyop, or be easy mock in the meir, or you be begged la half nit kolazera, or you tilche in my mchami, when you have nit to kolazera. So this is certainly effective according to Olishi. But the Ramban Shita is that she can overcome the possibility. She can preclude the possibility of plita shech vezera even without resorting to tilchid mayim chamin to edush. How? Because the Ramban says that if a woman walks a lot after tashmish, any time after tashmish, so if there is any shech vezera, that was not fertilized, so then the walking will throw it out, will be paled the Shech Vezera. So Mamele, if she wants to start counting the Zayin Nikim immediately, the Ramban says, the Adinamim Hocha Biragleo, Polto Kolazera, Velo Inire, Ladin Yovi Ozal, because the Gemara mentions that Halicha, walking, might be paled the Shech Vezera, but this is not something that happens all the time. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. So Mimele, she cannot rely on that, according to the Rosh. Now, so these are the Rishenim who hold that Plita Shech Vezera is Siseres 1 day of the Zayin Nikin, even Gabi Bayo. But the Shita of the Raivadis, we discussed it when we learned the Iskusi. The Shita of the Raivadis, that the whole Aloche, Pulete Shech Vezera, is Siseres 1 day, only applies to Tares. But it doesn't apply to Bayer. והראים את כוסר, דיפילת השיח וזרע, אין לי סיסרס אלו לטיירס, ולא יובל. So ממילא, according to the Raivet, the whole requirement of a woman of counting 5 unclean days over and above Zayin Nikin has no basis, according to the Raivet. The reason is why we pass that she has to count is because we don't pass like the Raivet. But according to the Raivet, according to the Raivet, so it has no basis at all, because the whole aloha that is Siseres is only Gabitaires. Because Inido has two alohas. First of all, Inido has the aspect of Tumi. So So the halacha that letesh yechazera in siseres one day, that's in regard to the tumah aspect. But legami bailo, it has no application. In other words, because most Rishonim hold that the halacha of siseres yilechod applies to bailo too. Then, when we learned this kusim, we saw there is a shita of the Rabbi Tam also. According to Rabbi Tam, again, the whole requirement of counting 5 days, 4 days, or 5 days over and above the Zayin Kim has no basis, because Rabbi Tam says that only a woman who is only if the husband is Izav, so Mele, if she's Tureta Shechvazera, so that Shechvazera has Tzichsuche Zive with it. So Mele, it is said so on the Mashayinkin, if the Baal of that woman, if the husband of the woman is not Izav, so then it's the Prita Shechazera is not Seise. Anything. Not Seise even one day. Again, according to Rabbi Tam, with every other woman, it's not child. I think that the Rabbi Tam will probably agree with the Rabbi Chita also. Because if Rabbi Tam says that it's only Seise, Prita Shechazera is only Seiseir if the husband of that woman is Izav, because that Shechazera that she is Toletes has Sichsuch Izive with it, so that's only Shayach in regard to Tumah Vital. So it's Shayach to distinguish. But if the Halacha of Siseres applies evenly by law, so what difference does it make whether it's Sichsuch Izive or it does not have Sichsuch Izive? But I mean, it's not bold. Maybe the Shita of Rabbi Tam does not have to agree with the Shita of the Raivet. All right, that's not bold. But we need a lot of others. All right. Shivas Yomim Shehazov Osiferes Vashilim Imoch Hasiim Sheposkopo Vikach Mishpot Im Tira Beis Yomim Moigimu Uposkomilireis Videkes Vihim Sheposko Kidei Shetipsik Vitar Ubdikezu Tie Somuch Libinash Moshes. So this is what the Rosh says. This is what the Rosh says. Now, what's the pshat of the Rosh Hashulchan Rosh? I mean, so I mentioned it, that the Or HaShulchan's pshat seems most reasonable. In other words, the Rosh says what the proper thing is lechatchile. Lechatchile, it's certainly the bdika of a sektare has to be made. Some of Rabbi Nash Moshe's. Some of them, that's why he says, Im tira beiz yomim oigimu, u poskom elireiz, I bidekez b'yeim sheposkom. Kidei, the proper thing lechatchile is, u bdikezu tiye somuch Rabbi Nash Moshe's. You see that there are more. And it's really the same Rosh as the Rosh. That's a raya that the HaShulchan's Pshat in the Rosh is the right Pshat. Because the Ramo, it appears that the Ramo understood the Rosh that way. Because he mamish uses the Rosh of the Rosh, and then he says, V'chei ne'ayim lechatchil. The lechatchil, why? Because we pass like Rabbanu Basroi. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Uvidehevet. Since we pass like Rabbanim Basroye, after we bought for Atzmo Rak Shachris, Umota Atzmo Teiro, Sagim. Then, Uleilom Yilmad Odom, Lehachmiya Lechatchil. So, you see, I mean, the Ramo is Midayik. Before he says, Vichei Neyagim Lechatchile. Bdike Zuti is Somoch Nash Moshes. So what's Somoch Nash Moshes? According to most Rishonim, so that's the Somoch Nash Moshes of Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda requires it in the Eved. And Rabbanu Basroye require it only L'chatchil. But whatever it means, Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, it means, as far as L'chatchil is concerned, Alibid Rabbanu Basroye. And according to Teisves, Daf Samaches, so it's Nigeye, the Eved too, even Alibid Rabbanu Basroye. In other words, if it's Yom Rishon, and according to Teitzves, Daf Samaches, so Yom Rishon is not distinguished from Yimsheli because it's Yimrishe. Yimrishe means because there was a Ries Dam preceding that Bdiketeo. So we may suppose in Yimshvir there was a Ries Dam, let's say at 6 o'clock in the morning, so then the Bdike Bid Somach Nash Moshes would be Ma'akir Gevet, even Ma'alib Rabbonim Basroi. Now, so what does Somach Nash Moshes mean? According to the Rekabayis, in most of the Shemim, it means after Mechaktane, after 3:30 the next day. And according to one Shite, it means within half an hour of sunset. Alright. So he says, V'chei ne'agim l'chatchile, that it should be some of Nash Moshes. But he doesn't say, V'chei ne'agim l'chatchile, that she should keep the piece of cloth or the piece of linen or piece of cotton, the whole Nash Moshes. That the Rambam doesn't say. But when the Mechaber says, and that's the Lashon of the Rashba, U'leilom yomad odom, that's the Rashba. So the Hashulchan points out, the Rashba doesn't mean that this is obligatory. This is not obligatory to keep that the aid of the Hefzek Tare should stay in the whole in Hashmoshes. This is a Hidur, it's a Midas Chassides. But it's not a chiyuv lechatchile. What is a chiyuv lechatchile? That the bdike should not be made in the morning. That it should be made some of the Minash Moshes, but that it should be that it should stay inside the whole Minash Moshes. That is not even a chiyuv lechatchile. That is just a midas chassides. That's the reason as to why in the first agoye the Ramos said makes the comment v'chein neyagim lechatchile, because some of the Minash Moshes is a chiyuv lechatchile. It's not Matthew David, but it's a chiyuv lechatchile. But leilom yilamid odom is only lahachmir lechatchile. It's the ideal thing. It's the ideal thing. In other words, if a woman is on the level of complying with the midas chassidus, so she should be told that there is such a midas chassidus. But not to tell every woman that she has to keep the hefsek tare, the whole midas chassidus. So that's why the Ramor here, he says, Lehach melechatchile, it's not a chiyuv lechatchile, it's only midas chassidus, a chumra lechatchile. Alright. Yesh eimrim, im yispalelu hakol arvis, beid hayom godel, ein yechelo livdeik, oz lil vishlevonim, ulhaschil limnis mimamochos, me'achad hakol kvor osu yisrael. It's a very strange sheet, very difficult sheet. In other words, that if the Hefsek Tare takes place, that the Hefsek Tare cannot take place after, let's say, it's Friday night, and let's say the call is Mikabel Shabbos early. Mikabel Shabbos early. So if they are already Mikabel Shabbos, then the woman cannot make the Hefsek Tare after she was Mikabel Shabbos. Why? Because since Kesus is Chal, so that means it's already the next day. So it's the next day Mikabel Shabbos, but what has it to do in regard to Zayin Ki? To Garden Ki? So of course, even according to Mesadeshin, it's only Mirabono. Since Mikabel Shabbos, it's already considered that the next day has begun, so Mimele, she cannot, and the Dike of Hefsek Tare has to take place before the next day has begun, because the next day will mark the first day of the Zayin Ki, so Mimele, she cannot make the Dike. It's a very strange idea, but of course, even according to Tumas Adeshen, it's only the Rabbanon. V'yei she'imrim dimutem, afloza ha'kol Shabbos. V'nei agim l'chatchila l'izoyer, u'v'nei ebedin lochosh, u'miktas noshim ne'hageis, she'im posko keidem borchu, v'chozro liris kesem u'idam, teich yimei sviroso, oz mafsiki, afilu l'acha borchu, im niskalkelo, סמוך לירב, וכי שבים דובוזר לדיאבת, ואין למחיז ביודום, כי כן קיבלו מאיזה חוכם שהיר להם, והוא מן הגבסיקי. Suppose, sometimes it might happen. A woman, she thought that she already, the flow stopped. But then, she saw a kesef, and it was already late in the day, let's say, 7 o'clock Friday, and the whole call was already Mikabel Shabbos. But the woman feels that even though she had a kesem at 7 o'clock, something that happened, but it's not going to continue. And if she will push in, let's say at 7:30 or at 7:45 before Shkia, a piece of cloth, so she'll keep it, the Binash Moses, she'll find it clean. So in such a case, even though the whole call was already Mikabel, so she can do it. Why? Because this is a big chiddush, that the Kabbalah Shabbos affects the starting, the commencement of the Zayniki. That's the Gabi Shabbos. What does it do in Zayniki? But there is such a shit at the Tumas Adeshen. But even according to Tumas Adeshen, it's only a Shaila and a Rabbanon. So Mele, this is a case of Idemet. So we don't have to be Cheshish for the shit of the Tumas Adeshen when it's only the Gei and the Rabbanon. Alright. Ro'aso Yemecho Bilbat U'poschobei. Suppose she saw Dam, she had the flow just for one day. U'poschobei. So only the Rashbo says that the Chachomim Basroi agree with Rebbe. But the other Rishonim, they say that the Chachomim Basroi, Rabbanan Basroi, Achili can read. So, Bot Ka'atzmo Be'im Rishim B'Shachris, so that's not enough. So he says, Ro'aso Yimechot Bilbat, now, U'posko Be'im B'Yev, Tzricho Livdik Atzmo B'Meir Dochuk, Vishayehisham kol binashmoshes. In other words, the mechaber shite is that even this will not be in line with Teisus shite daf samaches. Teisus daf samaches raise the question. We see that Rabbi Yisi holds that even botko b'yem sheni. And Botko Shachris, so Bicheskas Teir. And there, Dachnun Gimel, Rabbi Yezi himself says that only Botko Atzmo Somuch Lebinash Moshes. So it is there. So Teisve says, Dachnun Gimel, when Rabbi Yezi requires B'dike Somuch Lebinash Moshes after Mincha, so there he has reference to the case where B'yem Shvi she saw early in the morning, let's say at 6 o'clock. Dam. And then at 9 o'clock, she made the B'dike Teiro, so it doesn't establish that the flow stopped. Masha'in came, B'yem Sheini, if she wasn't to lose a Kol Yireis and get Yem Sheini, so then the B'dike B'shachris is effective. That's Teisve Shiti. So according to Teisves, even though Teisves agrees with the shite of most rishonim that the rabbonim basroi achilikan rebbe, but if the bdike is somuch lebinash moshes, even though the eight didn't stay inside the whole binash moshes period, so then she is becheskas teir. That's the shite. Mashein kein the Rashbo. The Rashbo himself, he says in Tiras Abayis, that if he died tay, so the Rabbonim Basroi are not even chilikan Rebbe. And they also agree with Rebbe, that even Botka Atzmo Be'em Rishe, and on the same day she had the Riyaz Dam, on the same day that the Rashbo holds, that he agrees with Rebbe. In other words, let's say the flow initiated at 6 o'clock Sunday morning. And then at 9 o'clock, she made the bdike and found herself clean. So according to Rebbe, so then she's the Cheskas Teir. Even though the flow initiated at 6 o'clock in the morning, the same day. But if, according to Rebbe, so if there is a bdike at 9 o'clock and it's clean, so she's the Cheskas Teir. That's the Rashbo's own shita. But then he says, V'yesh machmirim, the Rashba says, and because it's a shayla in Nisakores, so the Rashba he says that it should be machmirim, though the Rashba's own shita is that the Rabbonu Basroi are not chilikan Rebbe. But so many Rishayim say that the Rabbonu Basroi are chilikan Rebbe, so the Rashba is chichach l'hachmir, neged his own disposition. נגד his own day. So then he says, so he mentions a chumre. So memele, if it's rot, so the Rashba says, if it's rot, so you mechot bilvad, u posko bei b'yein. So then in order to establish the fact that she is, that the flow stopped, and that it's not likely to be resumed, so she has to keep the piece of cloth, or the piece of cotton, or the piece of linen, the whole Minash Moshes. According to Teisves, so even by Yim Rishin, according to Teisves, so it doesn't make any difference, Yim Rishin or Yim Shvi. So even Yim Shvi, if she had the Riyas Dam at 6 o'clock in the morning, so it's also like Yim Rishin. So then, the Bdike by Yim Shachris, the Bdike Teiro by Shachris does not establish that the flow stopped. But the Bdike Achaminche does establish, even though it was not kept inside by the woman, the whole Minash Moshes. According to the Rashba, on one hand, the Rashba is the biggest neighbor, and he is disposed to assume that the Rabbon Basroi are not even chelik on him. But then he mentions, in view of the fact that there are so many Rishayim before him who say that the Rabbon Basroi are chelik on Rebbe, some mele is chelik lahachmiya, that if the flow stopped on the first day, so then the only thing that can determine that the flow stopped is if she keeps the piece of cloth inside the whole Minash Moshes. That's not like Teisves. So the Rashba is machmir against Teisves. The Rashba is machmir against Teisves. I think that this question as to whether a Dike Minash Moshes, a Dike Somoch Minash Moshes establishes is insufficient, or we must have a Bdike that the Gemara calls Yodeo Munoches Beinel. So the Chachomim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Shimon, Omru le Rabbi Yehuda, Il Mori Yodeo Munoches Beinel. It's a euphemistic expression that means keeping the aid the whole Minash Moshes period. Yofi Ateinu. If it's Yodeo Menoches Beinelo, Kol Minash Moshes, Yofi Ateinu. In other words, that implies that keeping the eight, the whole Minash Moshes period, is conclusive proof that the flow stopped. Because if the flow didn't stop, so then within the Minash Moshes period, the piece of cloth would have detected this part of them. So that's conclusive proof. So the shita of the Rashba is that if Dike B'Shachris is not a good proof that the flow stopped, so Mele B'Dike Somochud Nash Moshes is not a conclusive proof either. But only Yodeo B'Neneo is conclusive proof. Whereas Teisa shita is that even in the case where B'Dike Shachris, B'Dike Teiro B'Shachris, is not proof that the flow stopped, but the Bdike Somoch Lebinash Moshes, even though it's not Yodeo Beninao, is conclusive proof. That's the machlokes between the Rashba and Teisves. So you see, the Mechaba passes like the Rashba, and then the Ramo says, Uvideved in Botko Atmo Somoch Lebinash Moshes, Umotza Atmo Teiro, Afo Pisho Yamich, Etzlo Kol Binash Moshes Sag. So he says, "Tu b'shem Rashba," because the Rashba mentions the chite, that there are some who are machmir. If she was pesekes on the first day, so they are machmir with the bdike of shachris and even with the bdike son of Minash Moshes, and only if there is Yodeo Beninel. But then the Rashba himself doesn't go so far, and even though he's chenshish, so his own shita is that even Dike Shachris itself is sufficient. But he is chenchech lahachmiya, that shouldn't be sufficient. But the Rashba mentions that there is a shita who are machmiya, that even if she made a Dike, some of the Nashmosh is not enough, unless it was a Dike of Yodeo Beninel. So what's the machlekes between, and the Mechaba passes like that chite that the Rashba mentions, and the Ramo passes like this? I think that this has to do with the machlekes between Rashi, Teisves, and the Ramban. You see, the Ramban, in the Ramban and the Ramban, the Shita of Rashi and Teisves, Daf Samaches, is that Yom Rishen is not distinguished from Yom Sheni because Yom Rishen per se is distinguished. But Yom Rishen means that the Bdiko Tehero B'Shachris was preceded by a Rio of Dam. And Yom Sheni means that it wasn't preceded. But if it was preceded, so then even Yom Shvi has the same thing as Yom Rishen. That's the Shita of Rashi and Teisves, Daf Samaches. The Shita of the Rambam and the Ramban is not. If the Diket Eiro takes place, Shachris the second day, even though it was preceded by 10 years Dam before, let's say she had a Riyaz Dam at 6 o'clock in the morning, at 6:15, at 6:30, at 6:45, at 7, at 7:30, and at 8, and at 9 she made a Diket, and it was Eiro, so according, if it took place according to the Rambam and the Ramban, if it took place on the second day, so she is Becheskas Teiro. But on the first day, she is Becheskas Teiro. So how does the Rambam explain? Because Hermione is certainly Posua the first day. So in other words, there is more of a choshe, more of a likelihood that even though she was clean after one decay, but since this is the day when the flow initiated, and the overwhelming majority of women, they have a flow that lasts at least for the duration of the day. So Mimele, even though the Bdike was made, some of the national shares, it still doesn't establish that the flow stopped, unless it was your Yodeo Beninam. So I think that the reason as to why the Rashbo mentions, it's really the Shita of the Ramban. The reason is why the Ramban says that if the flow stopped the first day, so then not only Bdike Shachris is not effective, but even Bdike Somach Nashmosh is not effective, but only Bdike of Yodeo Beninel is effective, because the Ramban Lishitose, he holds that Yom Rishen is distinguished from Yom Sheni, not on the basis because Yom Rishen is, there was a Riyah preceding the Bdikat Teiro, and Yom Sheni, there was no Riyah preceding the Bdikat Teiro. No, there is a distinction per se between Yom Rishen and Yom Sheni. So why is Yom Rishen Mochamo? Because the Mayon was Niftar the same day. So the Mele, we cannot establish that the flow stopped unless there is a Bdike of Yodeo Beninel. So that's why he requires only a Bdike of Yodeo Beninel. Mashein came Teisves. Teisves Lishitose. Teisves says that Yom Rishen doesn't mean Davke Yom Rishen, it can be Yom Shvi too. As well, Yom Rishen means that Huzikol Lira is Beisi Ayin. So Mele, so if it's Huzikol Lira is Beisi Ayin, so Mele, so Dika Shachris does not establish that it stopped. Because maybe, since it's also called Yiris Beis Ayin, so even though at 9 o'clock she was clean, but maybe at 10 o'clock she had a Rizal. We cannot tell. So because that's the routine of the woman. But Masheinke, if the decay is already towards the end of the day, then it does establish. So Rohaso Yimechot Mubadu Posko, Bibi Yimchot 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 he passed. Yeah, uvidevet im bot koatzma. Some of the Nash Moshes, umotats motero, ava bishalo yamin hetzlo, kobinash Moshes, isage. In other words, so it is interesting. It seems that the Ramban has two Rishenes in it. Alright. Ava bika shachris when Yahani. Hoyo vele roaso, rakimechot. So in other words, according to the Psak of the Ramon, so the halacha is that lechatchile she is mechuyeves to make a bdike somach ubin hashmoshes. There is a midas chassides, if she can do it, to keep the eid, the whole bin hashmoshes. But that's only midas chassides, that's not a chiyuv, even lechatchile. The eved, if the bdike is made, even shachris, so it's effective. The bdike is made in shachris, But suppose the Dike is made Chachis, the Dike Taylor is made Chachis on the seventh day, and she was who's the Kolires on the seventh day early in the morning. So then, even David, the Bdike Shachis will not be effective, but only the Bdike, some of the Nashmashes. All right. Now, V'yim sheposkam l'yireis, u'bidekes atzvokom, u'otil v'ashcholu kamoliklo, she'im v'kesem, u'vilayim otosim, zdinim habdukim, מקסומים, ומיימה מוחוס, תסכו לספשים הניקים, ומין הכושר הוא, כשאין שבסקת איתרו, שתיר חד ולבש עשריבונים, אומנם לרוח חד צורק, בונה שומעת עדיין בכך, וכן דייגים, ואין שמיס, אבל בשעשתך, כל מי שער לחז בדרך, ואין לו בגודים, תוכלו לספזי ניקים, רק שהחולוק נוקי, הוא בונוק מדם. בכל ים זה המיזי, להסביר אצלי, זה נקד לך, תחיל לפעמיים בכל ים. Achashachis like the Sefer HaTrumos and the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Upo bar Achashachis v'achas somuch v'nashmoshes. V'im v'bodko b'chol ha-shivo ala pa'am achas. Lo ish nebodko b'im v'ishin shol ha-shivo y'bim ha-shvi. O y'be'achod mi'am tzoyim. That's the psak of the Raivet. Now I forgot to mention. The Balamoyer is masik on that Raivet too. Because the Balamoyer also passes like Ra. But where is the Raivet Chita is that according to Rav, that either is the bdike the first day or the bdike the seventh day is sufficient, so the bdike in one of the middle days is also sufficient. The Balamoya says, no, according to Rav, I'll leave the Rebbez here, so the bdike on the first day, on the seventh day is sufficient, but on the bdike on any other day is not sufficient, even then. Alright, so, מאחר שבות קביעים שכן מהשמי ומוצאו תאירו או לא אבל אם לבות קו בכל הזין ואם השמי לבות קו ומוצאו תאירו אין לו להתחס בלבד הוא משלם לסוף ויהי שאימרים so that's like rap but the smag is ibra mitzvah is ipas kof like chalchanine so if David so to bdike same akit the first day and the seventh day ויהי שאימרים שצור שתיבדי ויהם רישי מהשיבו ויהם השבי ואין לי הוקיו. Now the question arises, so that's the פסק של שבונו. ואם השבי ואין לי הוקיו, ועבדיק אותי על הירעיין ולא על הירעניה, ובנהבת נהנה אפילו על הירעניה. All right. Now, so the פסק is, the פסק של חבר and רמו, even the Mechaber says Ve'il Hoki. Even though most Rishonim pass like Rav, but because of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Psak like Rav Chanine, so we pass like Rav Chanine, L'chumo, that even David took Dike Sameaki. But the Shaila arises, suppose she had took Dikes, but not on the first and the seventh, but on the first and the fifth, or on the second and the seventh. So one day, one bdike was either at the beginning or at the end, but the other bdike was in the middle. So the Rebbe Yehuda in Dogel Melvovo, so he says, "Da'afilu lo ibotko biyim orishin, ubotko be'echod miyomim emtzoyim, v'gam biyim ashvi, gam asmag meyishol, uvilvach al koponim miyim sheposko botko kishitivsi b'tanim." That goes without saying. I mean, the Heftik Tala is the most important thing. But this is what the Yehuda says in Dogum Avob. But in Chuvas Midi Yehuda, in Yoneh, Chilik Yudalet Simen Kuf Chofches, Kosaf Shom, Didavke Rishin Yishvi Bino. Abo in Botko Derach Moshel Berishin Yishvi Shiloi Mahan. So in other words, he was crazy. I don't know what was written first, whether Dogum Avob or the Chuvas Midi Yehuda. All right. So there is a machlekes on that case. Bot klatz vayim shepos kamalir is umotzot neyo. U bot klachas vayim shedalit yom umotzot teiro. Harei ze biches kast neyo. Ache tipsi vitaro. Shalei lo min ziferes ache tipdei kim posko vi ozmini li mochose. Kol dike tzeilu bim dike sef sektare. Bim dike sklashi vot sres li izli beget pishton lo van yoshon vi tzena gofni. Tzena gefene vi tzena lo van noki virach. Vi tachnesenu vi isi mokim vi eimek. Li churim ulizdokim. Admokim שהשמוש דוש ותראה אם יש באישו מרד מומץ ולא יש את הכנסי ומיד לכאן החצמר אם יקשה בימי עומי ולא יש את הכנסי ומיד לכאן החצמר אם יקשה בימי so far he passed it like the tour he passed it like the tour like the tour and like the balamoya not like the raivet because the raivet doesn't require chorin stocking so far he passed it like the tour is the shidus arosh. In other words, not like the Raivet, that she, the Beimek, she has to be machniset until Mokim Shasham is Dosh. And Litzdodim, she has to be machniset lechorim lezdokim. Im yik she beine omeid, lachniset kol kach Beimek. So, from the Raivet, we can see that Eimek is more homo than chorim lezdokim. Because in regard to Chorim Mitzlokim, so he says that even the Bdika of Epsik Tare doesn't require to be pushed to Chorim Mitzlokim. But, as far as Eimek is concerned, so the Raivet says that she has to push it in depth. Agmokim Shashamesh Doshbo. Agmokim Shashamesh Magia. Magia. So, according to the Raivet, Eimek is more homo than Chorim Mitzlokim. But the Bes Yosef in his Chida, Bes Yosef, so he considers Chorim Mitzdokim more homo than Eimek. So that's why, so he is disposed towards the Shite that even the Bdike of Hefsek Tare, so while it has to be Bechorim Mitzdokim, but Eimek, he doesn't have to push it so far. But because the Raivet is a machmir, so he says, if it's not hard for her, so then he should be machmir's date in the Hefsek Tare and in the Zaynikin ad mokim shasham is dosh. Masheim ken in yikshe b'neo, but if it's uncomfortable for her, lachnisei kol kar b'emek, lipochets, b'dike shel yeim Hefsek Tare, b'dike shel yeim rishe mashi, Ma'ashivo tiyenu admokim shasham zosh, because the Bes Yosef had a doubt as to whether in depth a b'dike has to be made so far. So mele, but he's not making because the Raivet is not making. But he says if it's uncomfortable for her, so the chlapoches, the b'dike of Hefsek Tare and the b'dike of Yem Rishei should be so. When the other bdikes should not be so far in depth, but he's only makil in respect to the depth, the mechada, not in respect to chorim mitzdokim. So in other words, he passes completely like the balamoy. V'imrosu tikei v'bdikas imrishay ta'ase pa'am achas kein v'bdikas shorayon. Suppose she made a superficial decay. The first day.